A reading from the Gospel of John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you. That they may also be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one, as we are one, I in them, and you in me. That they may be brought to perfection as one. That the world may know that you sent me, and that you loved me, that you loved them even as you loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me. Because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I may be in them. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. In 1939, after the young cloistered nun died, they found her small New Testament. It automatically fell open to this passage from the Gospel that we have just read. The yellowed and frayed edges of the page revealed her constant reading and meditating upon this passage. This hidden and generally unknown nun was beatified in 1983, and both Pope John Paul II and Benedict XVI have called Blessed Maria Gabriella the patron saint of ecumenism. How did she, who probably never even met a non-Catholic, become the patron saint of ecumenism? First, she offered her life for Christian unity, and God accepted her offering. Secondly, and more importantly, she embodied the principles of what the Second Vatican Council christened spiritual ecumenism. The Council's decree on ecumenism in number 7 states that spiritual ecumenism entails 4 points: a change of heart, the renewal of the inner life of our minds, self-denial, and unbounded love. The Council Fathers further elaborated, quote, we should pray to the Holy Spirit for the grace to be genuinely self-denying, humble, gentle in the service of others. All the faithful should remember that the more effort they make to live holier lives according to the Gospel, the better will they further Christian unity. End of quotation. But these virtues are not restricted to cooperation and unity between churches and communities. They are at the very heart of the spiritual life, the path to union with God, with every other human being and all creation, and even union within our own fragmented hearts minds and emotions. 30 years after the decree on ecumenism, Pope John Paul returned to these neglected principles of spiritual ecumenism in his encyclical entitled Ut Unum Sint, May They Be One. He recalled his beatifying Blessed Gabriella and that her life centered on this very passage from chapter 17 of John's Gospel. But the Pope extended the Gospel's importance for us by saying that, quote, Christ's prayer to the Father is offered as a model for everyone, always and everywhere, end of quote. Unity is brought about not by discussions and debates, but by love, self-denial, generosity. For those who live the Church's liturgical life, we are approaching the end of 90 days of a life-changing retreat. The 40 days of Lent offered us the time of self-denial and an honest appraisal of ourselves. The 50 days of Easter have provided a training period for walking in the new and joyous life, putting into positive practice the revelations that we have gained by our own personal passion and resurrection. And now, we await with eagerness and perhaps a bit of suspense the coming and the anointing of the Holy Spirit to each one of us anew. These are not just words, it's a reality. This is a mystical experience, far more real than what we see and touch every day. The Lord yearns to fill our hearts with His desires, His love, His unity, His Holy Spirit. This was His final desire for beginning His passion. So let us be open to all that He desires. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful.